This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mikey P.
Squidbilly hanging out with you. Bo Cephas over there just chopping it up during the break. Having a lot of fun here on this Thursday morning. Hopefully you guys are doing the same out there. Headed, shouldn't have traffic yet, right? 6:23. But nonetheless, man, hope you're having a good morning. It is 92.9 The Game night at the Hawks, like we just talked about last segment. So make sure you're getting your tickets to that. Come hang out with us tonight.
Hey,
not swag surfing, though, so that's good.
Yeah, but we're going to be at DJ booth.
Yeah, which, look. That presents its own sets of challenges. Odds are probably won't know the jam that the DJ's playing, but look, I can head bob with the best of them.
Maybe we can make a request. Maybe we can get like some little John Eastside boys or something. Yeah.
Who was it that had the song where he was like, I'm in the club posted up, got my arms folded, twisted my body from side to side. Like that's me. You know what I mean? Like I was just that guy. I was like,
I don't know. I mean, the way you described it, it just.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and rap on air. What do you want me to do?
I would have liked a little bit more of an effort.
Twisting
as far
my
as like
body from side to side.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it still doesn't ring a bell, but that was a better effort
before your time. Like it's probably when I was a freshman in college, mid 2000s. Yeah, we're good.
I think we should have
a little fist pump going too.
Well, that's what I'm going with tonight.
That's like a pit bull thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, dude. No, that's a Jersey Shore thing.
No, but like in pit, like if you've ever been to a Pitbull concert, which, ding, I have, the fist pumping.
I'm still upset with Pitbull, man. He left Trackhouse Racing day before the Daytona 500.
I don't think he's leaving the NASCAR world. Hey, I got a real quick question for you. I know we got to get some stuff, but when you got, Charlie was around, your dog.
Yes.
Was around when both your kids were born.
Yeah.
At any point did you or Lindsay have something either you brought home or sent to you that Charlie might have thought was his?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So, all the time. There's a whole like set of caveats to this entire introduction and allowing him to understand. But yes, he chewed up multiple baby toys along the way where he had to learn like which is his and which, and they're like the same thing.
So
right? It's hard to tell.
Well, yeah. Remember when I told you the other day that Amy got the big Tigger treatment and they did a baby shower for her at work.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, she came home with like a Minnie Mouse like little thing, and it's like a Minnie Mouse head, like a little animal, like a little, it looked like a stuffed animal thing or but like it's got like a handkerchief beneath it or something. I don't know.
We call them loveys in our house.
Okay.
Yeah, I think every kid has one.
So when she pulled it, she was showing it to me, and the dog freaked out. And I said, you got to be careful because Sprinkles is going to think that's for her. I can see the look
Sprinkles.
In her eye. And Amy goes, yeah, you're right. And so I think Amy put everything in the room and she was going through it.
Yeah.
And then she walked out to go
that's
do
not good.
To come. And she was just walking out for a second to come back.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, Lola grabbed it. I mean, excuse me, Sprinkles. I don't want to give her a real identity out there.
Yeah.
Sprinkles grabbed it and came and brought it to Amy, was like, throw it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I told you.
You know what's crazy? Like, my kids both received one of those, like, during baby showers.
Yeah.
And literally both of them still take those things to school every single day with them.
Really?
Yeah, like, put them in their cubbies for the day and want them for the ride home. My son's kind of over it. He's four, but my daughter, who's not three yet, she still takes her lovey to daycare every single day.
Yeah, your son's probably like trying to give it away to one of his girlfriends.
Well, my daughter's the one in the worst way with that. Speaking of my daughter, I was going to tell you the story yesterday. My daughter was being a little bit of a handful. I had to put her in timeout. Dad's not supposed to put daughter in timeout. I'm not built for that life, man. But I had to. My wife's cup was full. She was like, I'm over it, man. Like, you're going to have to handle a little bit more parenting. And parenting's not 50-50. Sometimes it's 80% my direction. Sometimes it's 80% hers. I had to have the 80% last night. So I'm stepping up to the plate, and my daughter would not listen to a thing I was saying. I was like, hey, you're going to timeout. She's like, no, daddy, no. And I put her in timeout. And I'm gonna be honest. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. One of the hardest things I've ever done. My son, I'm like, get your little butt in timeout. And then I'll just leave him sitting there and let him marinate for 15 minutes. My daughter, like, I was like peeking around the corner every 30 seconds going, are you okay?
We had this conversation last night.
It's tough, dude.
Do you think it would be different if you didn't have a son? So do you think if you didn't have Ridge, you would be tougher on your daughter?
Probably so.
Yeah. That's what
I don't, yeah.
I came to that conclusion last night. Because we were talking about difference in daughters and sons last night at dinner, and that was one of the things that kind of came up. Me and Amy were talking about on the way home, like, would we be different? And I was like,
Yeah. All right, so let's break into some of this.
That's Atlanta. 3-6 Mafia, by the way. Thank you to Eric Rogers.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, that's not Dylon's portfolio.
Not my
music
time. Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? If I get some of that turned on at the Hawks game tonight, I might be in my, you know what I mean?
Now knowing it's 3-6, I probably know the song if it came on. Because I used to listen to
it. Again, I'm not going to jam it out here on 92.9. If I need to go downstairs to V103 and belt it out, like, let me know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, let me know. I can go down there and do whatever I need to.
I don't think you singing down
Tigger,
there.
Tigger, let me know.
Anything.
You know what I mean? If Tigger needs me to get in there and chop it up, I can do that.
He laid down a verse.
Look, let's talk about some of these Atlanta Falcons free agency. Free agency does begin next week. You were telling me last night when the legal tampering period starts.
Yeah, it's at midnight on Sunday, so it's Monday.
There you go. So midnight on Sunday, so, you know, tampering probably starts right now. Let's just be honest.
Why do I do that? I've done it like 6 times. I go, it's midnight Sunday, which means it's Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Same difference. Yeah. It's all
can't
good.
Help
same
myself.
Thing. Same thing. We're looking at today some of the cornerbacks that'll be out there. Charvarius Ward is number one on the list of David DeChant from The Athletic put together. Charvarius Ward, I think, is going to be, and really you could probably make this argument on down. I'd have to look at some of the projected numbers for a lot of these guys, but it seems like most of these guys, because of the position, because of the ages, it's a stronger market, I think, for corners than it is for probably the edge rushers that we talked about yesterday. I think the youth is there. Travarius Ward's, what? He's been around at least a little bit. He's probably looking at north of $50 million if I had to guess. And you're also looking at DJ Reed, who a lot of people have as the number one free agent. He's listed as second on David DeChant's list. You're probably looking at north of $50 million for him. Now, the terms might be different, and the average annual value might be different in terms of bonuses. But I don't know, like, do you think we can actually afford to pay a corner $50 million?
Well, Reed is projected at 4 years, $58.6 million.
I think
you're already paying a guy. That's the problem for me. And look, I'm not – I love who we have in A.J. Terrell. And I think A.J. Terrell is absolutely a shutdown corner. The problem is – I just don't know if you, to your point, so you're going to have that much money. And, I mean, because AJ's cap hit this year is $19 million. And, you know, I'd have to look and see. I want to see his annual that. So AJ's deal was for 42. No, that's his career. Excuse me. He was a 4-year, $81 million deal. That's what AJ got. And he got 42 guaranteed at signing. I don't think you can. I think DJ Reed is probably the best corner, and I think it would be great to say, let's go get him because he knows the system. I mean, he knows – Ulbrich knows him. He knows Ulbrich.
Right.
You know, that's like a perfect marriage. I just don't think you can afford to do that. And I think, to me, if I'm going to pay someone – I would rather go spend the money on a guy who's done it in the NFL at as an edge rusher and then draft the corner.
Yeah. Well, and look, here's the bottom line about the entire deal. You got to sign somebody at corner, right? Like, we're dealing with a loss of Mike Hughes possibly. Now, look, I'd love to have Mike Hughes back. I have no clue what Mike Hughes is going to command on the open market. Like, I've seen projections all the way from $4 million a year to $13 million a year for Mike Hughes. Like, I don't know what he's going to get out there. I would love to have the guy back in the fold. I think, you know, last year at the beginning of the year, at least the first half of the season before he got dinged up, we're talking about a guy who was an extremely sure tackler. Remember how we got so frustrated with him playing off the ball, but understood the fact that he was going to step up and make one-on-one tackles repeatedly, tackle after tackle after tackle, and you were going to, you know, stop those guys for 4 and 5 yard gains. Now, it stunk in the overall grand scheme, and you made changes later in the season after the bye week to hug up a little bit more, which I don't know that it played to Mike Hughes' advantage. But again, you mentioned A.J. Terrell's contract. We have a lot of other holes just in the secondary that we have to address. So there's going to have to be money spent somewhere.
He signed a 2-year, $7 million deal when he came here. He was projected to be getting about $13 million a year AAV in the middle of the season. He dropped off when he had a little bit of injury, and to your point, when they kind of changed a little bit. To me, Mike Hughes has played his best football as an Atlanta Falcon in the slot. And so
I agree.
In the perfect world, I find another guy and I have him playing the slot. Akello Witherspoon is a guy, or Witherspoon, I think, is a guy that he played for the Rams the last two seasons. He knows Ross's system. I think maybe you go get a guy like that.
Did he sign a 1-year deal last year? I remember that he was free agent for a little bit.
I thought he did. I'd have to double check. But you know, you look at some of these guys. What are these guys getting? Because, I mean, I don't think Paulison Adebo is the sixth best corner.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be questions. And just to round out this list for everybody listening, Travarius Ward, DJ Reed, Carlton Davis, who's all – and that's the thing is I got all the way down to Byron Murphy, and I was like, dude, we're not going to be in on any of these guys.
But Byron,
like, that's what's frustrating about it. We've got our A.J. Terrell. You look at Byron Murphy.
Murphy's had one good year.
And that's the thing. But that's exactly my point when we started the conversation. This is a way different conversation than the edge rushers we talked about yesterday. You're talking about guys on 2-year deals that are going to make a lot of money, but it's going to be front-loaded on a 2-year deal. These feel like 5-year contracts.
The thing I would say is whoever you're going to sign needs to know how to play your system and should be a little bit of a ball hawk in some ways, and that ups the price. But the fact of the matter is, they barely threw at AJ last year for a reason.
Yeah.
So whoever your other corner is going to get targeted. So so if you can get an edge rusher in free agency, do you go fill that position in the draft with a Jahdae Barron or a Will Johnson? I think that's why those guys have value there at 15 for this team.
Yeah.